Jesus says, I am the gate. Come and be loved. Come and receive peace. Come and find life. Good morning, my dear friends. God is good.
All the time.
And all the time,
God is good.
How wonderful for us to connect again in worship this Sunday morning. Indeed, God is good. Please join me in the responses to the opening words. Hail to the Lord of life, who animates and inspires us through the wind of the Spirit.
Alleluia! God is good.
Hail to the Lord of life, who turns despair into joy and death into dancing.
Alleluia! God is good.
Hail to the Lord of life, who transforms darkness into light and sends the Spirit to guide us on.
Alleluia! God is good. Praise and glory to God, who raised Jesus from death and gives us eternal hope in the face of darkness and defeat.
Amen. Let's have a moment of silence for a brief reflection. Remember and silently offer thanks for all the ways that the Lord provides for you. Rejoice in the rest God offers you in His presence. Commit yourself to be guided by God, to trust in His wisdom. Open yourself to the generosity of God's love beyond measure, beyond words, beyond our imagining. Praise God that in times of joy and celebration, He is with us, and in times of sadness, confusion, loss, national or global crisis, as we are experiencing now, He is at our side.
For all time, and in whatever we face, the Lord is our shelter, our security, the place where we will find a home. Thanks be to God. Amen.
How sweet the name of Jesus sounds in a believer's ear. It soothes our sorrows, heals our wounds, and drives away our fear. It makes the wounded spirit whole, and calms the troubled breast. 'Tis manna to the hungry soul, and to the weary rest. Dear name, the rock on which I built my shield and hiding place, my never fading treasure, filled with boundless stores of grace. Jesus, my shepherd, brother, friend, my prophet, priest, and king, my Lord, my life, my way, my end, accept the praise I bring. cold, my warmest thought. But when I see thee as thou art, I'll praise thee as I ought.
Safe in your hand, O God, is the flock you shepherd through Jesus Christ, your Son. Lead us always to living waters where you promise respite and refreshment, that we may be counted among those who know and follow you. We ask this through Jesus Christ, the resurrection and the life, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen.
Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not be in want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He restores my soul. He guides me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For you are with me, your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil, my cup overflows. Surely goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Anna Letitia Waring's In Heavenly Love Abiding, based on Psalm 23, is a beautiful hymn for this Good Shepherd Sunday. In heavenly love abiding, no change my heart shall fear, and safe is such confiding, for nothing changes here. The storm may roar without me, my heart may low be laid, but God is round about me, and can I be dismayed? Shall turn me back. My shepherd is beside me, and nothing can I lack. His wisdom ever waketh, his sight is never dim. He knows the way he taketh, and I will walk with him. pleasures are before me, which I have yet not seen. My sight will soon be o'er me, where darkest clouds have been. My hope I cannot measure, my path to life is free. My Saviour has my treasure, and He will walk with me. And He will walk with me.
The Gospel reading is taken from John 10, 1 to 10. The Good Shepherd and His Sheep. Very truly I tell you, Pharisees, anyone who does not enter the sheepfold by the gate, but climbs in by some other way, is a thief and a robber. The one who enters by the gate is the shepherd of the sheep. The gatekeeper opens the gate for him, and the sheep listen to his voice. He calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. When he has brought out all his own, he goes on ahead of them, and his sheep follow him because they know his voice. But they will never follow a stranger. In fact, they will run away from him because they do not recognize a stranger's voice. Jesus used this figure of speech, but the Pharisees did not understand what he was telling them. Therefore, Jesus said again, "Very truly I tell you, I am the gate for the sheep. All who have come before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep have not listened to them. I am the gate. Whoever enters through me will be saved. They will come in and go out and find pasture. The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I have come that they may have life and have it to the full." This is the Gospel of Christ. Thanks be to God.